This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon, and this is Something Wild. Recently, we went for a hike, and a cool part of the hike was that it didn't take us long to get there.
Yeah, we actually didn't have to leave town, and we didn't leave town with Rob Knight.
I'm with Five Rivers Conservation Trust and also the Concord Trails Committee, which both organizations did a lot of work on the West End Farm Trail.
And look at that view! As you could probably see on a clear day in the autumn, 60 miles from here across New Hampshire.
Rob took us on a tour of Concord's West End Farm Trail, which he helped create.
It goes all the way from New Hampshire Audubon up to Carter Hill Orchard, 7.5 miles.
All within the boundaries of one town and only on one side of the town of Concord.
All within the city of Concord.
Incredible.
The trail connects four farms, three of which are remarkably still used as farms.
And we're not far along the trail before Rob points out an interesting feature.
This is the ice pond, and a very fancy ice pond. You can see it has a cut granite ledge all around it.
So that was the sill, and the water flowed right over this one and down through a drainage.
The water flows the outlet out of the pond and then drops down because it needs to run underneath the road. So it drops down to a culvert and goes under the road. Because they had a big milk operation, they would have needed the ice all summer for delivering the milk.
Before too long, we find on the landscape vestiges of a species that is almost as busy as farmers.
Big beaver complex in here. So this is a series, there's three different levels here. This is a lower level, then up there is another level, and the farthest you can see is a third level.
Well, you're talking about this series of ponds here, and they're slightly different levels. Each of those ponds has got a dam that sort of governs the downstream end of it. And, I mean, there may be more than that. You work your way upstream into a forest, you build another dam, and you flood a new forest, and presto, you got a fourth pond.
And then eventually this drains and grows back in their preferred browse species, and they'll move back up to the top of the drainage, and they start all over again. So they cycle in and out, up and down the watershed. But you think about the beavers, and then you think about them as a keystone species, making habitat for the water birds, for the herons, also mink and otter. And then you think about the fish, frogs, turtles, and all the other wildlife that are
mosquitoes.
Here.
Mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's a beautiful spot, and all in the city limits.
Eventually, the trail leads us to another pond created by beavers, with a few trees still standing in the middle of it.
But one of them has an osprey nest in it. That's the only active osprey nest in Concord, New Hampshire currently. Ospreys were a state threatened species until a few years ago, but their recovery has been pretty remarkable.
I guess. All right? We're going to get
you up here. When you come out here skiing in the wintertime, if you keep an eye on old heron nests and osprey nests, they are repurposed by owls in January, and they'll nest in an existing hawk nest.
Every now and then you'll get a spot. Early nesting great horned owl in one old heron nest, and then you have all the herons come in early April and settle in. You might have 10 or 12 herons, and then you'll have the osprey arrive later on in April and settle into yet another one and build it bigger with giant sticks. And so it's a rare spot where you can find all three species nesting in the same swamp.
The West End Farm Trail brought us into much wilder settings than you'd expect from a state capital.
Which only underscores that Something Wild is usually closer than you think.
I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
On the coast of Northern California, you've got some fog, and things are dewy, everything smells like the earth.
Foraging for mushrooms connects us to our roots as hunter-gatherers. But there are risks.
Unanimously, people report that it was a very delicious mushroom, even as they're dying.
Mycophobes and mycophiliacs square off on the latest Outside In podcast. Download Outside In on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.